Well, here we are back out in the woods again. Sadly, deer hunting season is over. I know, makes me want to cry. I shed a tear just thinking I've got to wait all the way until the end of the year to deer hunt again. But no worries, turkey season is coming up within a couple of months. But you know, there's one thing that you can get out here in the woods this time of year after deer season is over and do. You're still kind of deer hunting because I'm out here today and I'm shed hunting. So deer, like other members of the cervid family, the group of animals that they're in, they shed their antlers. Every year they shed their antlers. And around here, it's usually about this time, usually around February or March, they'll start losing their antlers. So I like to come and try to find places where I know deer frequent. And that's a lot of times where I find these deer sheds. And there's lots of cool things that you can make with these deer sheds. Like in our house, for example, we have a deer antler chandelier. You can make knives out of deer antlers. What I'm wanting to do in our kitchen with our kitchen drawers and our kitchen doors to the cabinets, I'm wanting to take little pieces of antler and fashion knobs for the cabinet doors and for the drawers. So anyway, lots of cool things. And it's almost like finding a hidden gem, you know, if you're a hunter or even if you're just someone who's wanting to do crafts, because you can put them in wreaths, you can put them in different arrangements throughout the house. So anyway, time to get out in the woods and look for these deer sheds. And like I said, I try to go to places where deer frequent. And that's what this is right here. I'm along a barbed wire fence, and there's a deer trail that I know on our property that comes across here, and they jump this barbed wire fence when they're going from one piece of property to the next. And so when a buck deer is about to lose his antlers and it's kind of starting to let go, a lot of times when they'll jump a barbed wire fence, that jarring motion when they hit the other side will make his antlers fall off, either one or both. And if you find one, continue to look around in that area, because a pretty good sized buck, you know, once he loses one side of his antlers, he kind of feels like, man, what's going on with my head? It feels lopsided. And so he'll shake his head, and that other side may not be too far from where you find this one. So this time of year, you know, it has a lot to do why deer lose their antlers with the amount of daylight. In a 24-hour day or a photo period, you know, around here, winter solstice is usually around in December. And after that particular day, it kind of starts, the days start getting longer and longer. And that kind of triggers that buck, you know, he kind of goes into a stage to where, you know, he's just not so worried about trying to find a girlfriend anymore. And so he'll start losing his antlers. And so that's usually this time of year around our part. So I'm going to leave this spot, walk on through the woods. I know a good bedding area on this piece of property to where I'm going to go look and see if maybe we can find a shed over there, okay? All right, let's go over there and check that out. Well, I just got through checking out that bedding area, and like I said, I know that they bed here a lot. They actually stay here all year long, because during the summer they can get underneath these cedar trees and they're kind of protected from the sun and everything. It's really cool underneath there, and they can see out from the edge and make sure no predators are coming or anything like that. So they generally stay in here all year long, but I looked all around and didn't find anything, but I've got a surprise. And then one reason why I wanted to do this video today is because I actually did find a deer shed earlier this morning, and it was down here by one of our feeders, but I was hoping to find another one, but I'll just have to keep searching these next couple of weeks. But let's go down there, and I'm gonna show you that one that I found this morning and tell you a little bit more about shed hunting, all right? All right, let's go down that way. Well, there it is. Golly, isn't that cool? That is like finding a nugget of gold out here to me. I mean, isn't that neat? Wow. Looks like it probably come off a 10 point this past year. It's got 5 points on this one side. And I'd say probably for here in our area, this is probably about a 3.5-year-old deer. Solid bone. You know, an antler, that's what it's made of. It's bone. It is bone. Because a deer, like we talked about earlier, he is a member of a group of animals called cervids, right? So in the cervids, you'll have elk, you'll have moose, you'll have caribou, other species of deer. And so what happens with a deer is, you know, we talked about why they shed their antlers this time of year. But what'll happen now is they'll start growing new ones here pretty soon. And each year they get a little bit bigger until they get a little older, and then they kind of start going downhill with their antlers. But what'll happen now, you know, those bucks, they're not really worried about going out and looking for a girlfriend, so they're just kind of hanging out with the guys here starting pretty soon. And as their antlers grow, they'll be covered with this membrane called velvet. It's what we call velvet, full of tiny little blood vessels that kind of help protect that bone as it grows. And then later on in the summer, when the days start getting shorter again, then all of a sudden they start thinking, hey, you know, I wonder where the girls are. And so about that time, their antlers will stop growing, and that membrane, that velvet, will kind of start drying up. And that's what you find where they rub up on trees and saplings. They're rubbing that velvet off of there to get that velvet off. And so pretty neat, a lot different from other animals like sheep and goat and buffalo. They're members of a group of animals called bovids. And so what happens there, they have this keratinized hair that kind of grows over a bony core, and they continue to grow. So they have horns. That group of animals, bovids, have horns. And so they just continue to grow, and they never lose those horns. So super neat. And I figure what happened again, we're in an area that I know deer frequent, obviously, because we have a feeder right here. And most of the time we have this planted in a food plot. We didn't get a chance to do that this year, but we like to feed corn and protein pellets this time of year. And I imagine what he was doing, he was here feeding and probably tapped his antler right there on that feeder leg, and it kind of fell off. So what I'll do when we get through here with this devotional, I'll go out here and I'll kind of take a look around, see if I can find his other side. And that's kind of what gave me an idea for this today. When I found this morning, I thought, what a great devotional. And you know, if you get a chance though, before we get into that, and you get a chance this year, get out in the woods this time of year and go shed hunting. I mean, it's just awesome because you can make all kinds of decorations, maybe some knives and different things like that out of deer antlers, all right? And you know, another thing too is when you're shed hunting, you know, it's helpful if you know the area, right? Just like earlier when we were checking that fence line, you know, it's where I knew that deer traveled quite a bit. And again, in the area where they bed down in that cedar thicket over there. And of course, over here where they're feeding, you know, around this feeder or a food plot. Know the area, you know where to look. You know, this is how it is with Scripture too, isn't it? I've had a lot of people say that to me that they are struggling with something and they want to know what God says about it, but they don't know where to look. You know, the Bible is more like a library than just a book. It's made up of 66 books. So if you're searching for something in particular, you have to know the area, don't you? If someone were to say to me, I want to know more about Jesus, who is Jesus? Where would I tell them to go? While the entire Bible points to Jesus, every book, I would direct them probably to the book of John. This particular book describes his life from beginning to end, and will help someone understand that Jesus loves them. He died for them. He defeated death and desires a relationship with them. It shares exactly what Jesus came to offer to us. You know, in John 3:17-18, it says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." When you search for answers, do you know where to look? The best way to be more familiar with the area is to get into the Word, isn't it? On a daily basis, the Bible is God's holy Word, full of truth, direction, sometimes correction, and it's what we use to guide our path and to be our compass. And if you don't know where to start, start with the book of John. Hey, thanks for watching. I hope some of these tips help you out shed hunting. If you like this video, want to see more, go to lifeword.org. There you can find videos like this and many more. You can also follow them on Facebook and Instagram and share this video with a friend. I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.